These appraisals need to be sent to the bank by tonight. Thanks.
Sure. Hewitt Associates, good afternoon. Can I help you?
Can you get this to Alex when he comes in? Thanks.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're not happy with our policy, sir. Yes, I understand, sir, but we can't change our policy for one person. I don't care how long you've been doing business with us, sir. It doesn't matter. Our policy has been the same for 30 years. Goodbye.
Staying flexible means being able to admit when you're wrong, to think outside the box, and to look for the win-win solution to any problem.
Everybody has bad days, and I've had my share of them. Learning about resiliency has helped me realize just how important it is to remain flexible, even when you least feel like it.
I have some exciting news to announce today.
Okay, here we go.
Maybe you've heard some talk around the water fountain about bankruptcy and mergers and all sorts of other negative stuff.
Oh my God, the rumors were all true.
Well, none of that is true. In fact, the good news is we've been taken over by a much bigger company. Let me reassure you, the new owners have promised me that for the time being, nothing is going to change. They want everyone to stay and work in their present positions.
Change is happening all the time. It's the way of the world. A resilient person never tries to fight change. He or she adapts to it, looks for the opportunities in it, and tries to grow with it.
Learning resiliency has helped me to move through my feelings of fear and uncertainty and see how I can benefit from the changes that are coming, whatever they might be. It didn't happen instantly, but I'm excited now about the improvements that are coming under new management. But I'm being realistic too. There's no reason not to brush up my resume and send it out to a few recruiters.
Watch where you're going.
I'm sorry.
You made me drop my papers and I have a meeting in 15 minutes. Now everything's ruined.
I'm really sorry. I didn't see you coming around the corner. Here. Let me help you get these.
It's okay, I got it.
If you have a disk for those, I'd be more than happy to print them out on my computer.
Actually, if I can get on the internet, that I can download them from my email.
Perfect. Problem solved. I have the internet right upstairs.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
People who are the most resilient have an accepting way about what life holds in store for them. And whether it's a little accident in the parking lot or a major incident on the highway of life, they consciously look for what possible good could come out of a difficult situation.
It's hard learning acceptance, but whenever I try to resist what is, I end up getting stressed. I knew once those documents hit the floor and the coffee hit those papers, there was no going back. So the quicker I allowed myself to accept it, the sooner I would get over the stress.
Lynn, are you sitting down?
Yes, why?
You know that order for 25,000 CDs?
Oh, this can't be good.
It isn't.
Please tell me it was something minor.
Every single one was printed with the wrong information.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. Has the client started shipping them out yet?
They started shipping them out last month. This is a disaster. We can't get those CDs back. Robert, this is our best client.
I guess you better give him a call and tell him the news.
Oh, what's the use? And why can't you call them?
Resilient people don't take their problems lying down. They take a proactive, problem-solving approach, and while anybody can be knocked down by a problem, the resilient person, like a good boxer, isn't knocked out by it.
At first, I was so bummed, but then I decided to do everything in my power to turn this around to a positive. So I called the duplicator immediately, and I asked him, how quickly can we solve this problem? Then I called the client, I apologized, I presented the solution, and they were actually so impressed by my proactive approach to the problem.
It's been said that stress management is about what you do, and resilience is about who you are. Studies of resilient people show that these individuals are less likely to become sick and more likely to succeed in the workplace. For example, they're more likely to be hired and less likely to be fired. They're more adaptable and more productive and work better under pressure. They cope well with setbacks, adapt easily to change, and overcome problems by taking action.
I think I need
rosemary, actually.
Rosemary? A pound?
Half a pound of rosemary. You know, I think Virginia.
The key to learning resilience is not avoiding or eliminating stress. It's facing your stress head on and learning from it. It's learning how to roll with the punches and getting up every time you get knocked down. Don't think that as a resilient person, you won't experience stress anymore. You will. But every time you do, you'll now see it as a training ground for how to handle stress better. This is the key to learning resilience. Remember, a resilient person is someone who is responsible, has the ability to choose his or her own response, and doesn't blame others.
I think you need to pull a little harder, Dad.
Is flexible, is willing to think and act in new ways. Is adaptable, sees setbacks as temporary and change is good. Is accepting, knows that you can't go back and change what's already happened. And finally, is proactive. When confronted with a problem, this person takes action to solve it.
Building resilience is a bit like building your muscles. Every time you lift a weight, you're subjecting your muscles to a certain amount of stress, but this stress will eventually make your muscles even stronger. We can look at our own stressful difficulties in exactly the same way.
Every time you experience stress and manage it effectively, you will feel noticeably stronger as a result. Do this often enough, and you will become more and more resilient and able to master almost any stressful situation you encounter.
Now that the program is over, you may be asking yourself, how am I going to put what I've learned today into action? If that's the case, be sure to check out the Behavioral Change module. You'll find it in the bonus feature section of the main menu. I hope you've enjoyed watching this program on stress. I just want to remind you that this video is not meant as a substitute for advice you get from your personal physician. Always consult your doctor before making any changes to your diet, your level of exercise, or any medicines or supplements you may be taking. Your doctor can help determine whether your symptoms are stress-related or if there is some other reason why you are feeling the way you do. Once you rule out other causes, then you can decide if managing stress is the right course of action for you.